Zondervan presents Streams for Teens, Thoughts on Seeking God's Will and Direction, 30 Devotions from Streams in the Desert, I.B. Cowan, edited by Jim Ryman, read by Joe Lesh. Chapter 1, Introduction. Why read this little book? As a teenager, your life is about to change in ways you could never imagine. Opportunities will cross your path and various decisions will need to be made. Which way will you turn? What will be the focus of your adult life? Who will you serve? What will be your purpose? Will you make a difference in this world? This little book is comprised of 30 specially selected devotions from Streams in the Desert, each chosen to help you answer those questions from a Christian perspective. They are Bible-based, and therefore, can be trusted to help you plan your future. They will help you find God's will at a time in your life when that can be a confusing thing. Yet if you will commit your life to the truths in this little book, your life will be focused on God's path of blessing for you. My role has been to update the language of these devotions, since some of the quotes are nearly 500 years old. They were originally compiled by Letty Cowan, who was a pioneer missionary to Japan and China from 1901 to 1917, along with her husband Charles. These devotions, first published in 1925, have endured because they have been the power of God's Word in them. Not only have I updated them, but I have also applied these truths to my own life and can testify to their life-guiding principles. May the Lord bless you as you embark on a new phase of your life, and may you entrust your walk to the Lord who promised, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Isaiah 30:21. Chapter 2, Your Sovereign God Who Guides. Paul and his companions were kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Acts 16:6. It's interesting to study the way God extended his guidance to these early messengers of the cross. It consisted mainly in prohibiting their movement when they attempted to take a course other than the right one. When they wanted to turn left toward Asia, he stopped them. When they sought to turn right toward Bethania in Asia Minor, he stopped them again. In his later years, Paul would do some of his greatest work in that very region, yet now the door was closed before him by the Holy Spirit. The time was not yet ripe for the attack on these apparently impregnable bastions of the kingdom of Satan. Apollos needed to go there first to lay the groundwork. Paul and Barnabas were needed more urgently elsewhere and required further training before undertaking this responsible task. Beloved, whenever you are in doubt as to which way to turn, submit your judgment absolutely to the Spirit of God, asking Him to shut every door but the right one. Say to Him, "Blessed Spirit, I give to you the entire responsibility of closing every road and stopping every step that is not of God. Let me hear your voice behind me whenever I turn aside to the right or to the left." Deuteronomy 5:32. In the meantime, continue along the path you have already been traveling. Persist in your calling until you are clearly told to do something else. O traveler, the Spirit of Jesus is waiting to be to you what He was to Paul. Just be careful to obey even His smallest nudging or warning. Then after you have prayed the prayer of faith, and there are no apparent hindrances, go forward with a confident heart. Do not be surprised if your answer comes in doors closing before you, but when doors are shut to the right and left, an open road is sure to lead to Troas. Luke waits for you there, and visions will point the way to where vast opportunities remain open and faithful friends are waiting. From Paul by F.B. Meyer. Is there some problem in your life to solve? Some passage seeming full of mystery? God knows who brings the hidden things to light. He keeps the key. Is there some door closed by the Father's hand, which widely opened, you had hoped to see? Trust God and wait, for when He shuts the door, He keeps the key. Is there some earnest...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?